So I would like to welcome everyone to our second SHAC meeting for the 22-23 school year. And I just wanted to cover the two things that we have on our agenda is the Steered Straight Assembly, and Mrs. Stafford's just going to give us a rundown of that assembly and how it went for kids and her thoughts on it. And so we're going to let her share, and then I'll provide a little vaping update to the committee. So, Ms. Stafford?
There's a organization called Steered Straight. It's a guy named Michael DeLeon that came and spoke to, first he did high school, and he was, he just went into what had happened in his own life. He has a pretty cool story, but he just talked about how he had some trauma at an early age, and he never addressed that trauma, and people would ask him, you know, what's wrong? How can we help? And he just always said he was fine and never got any help. And it led to cigarettes, which led to drinking, which led to weed, which led to hard drugs. And he just talked about how it essentially ruined his life, and that he wishes he could go back to his, I think it was fifth grade, and just reach out and ask someone for help, because he really thinks that he could have gotten on a different path. So it was really good. He watered it down some for junior high and then really watered it down for elementary. But I heard good things. The teachers that saw it said that they thought it was a great assembly, and they were glad that we had him come. And then some of the kids stopped him and told him that was the best assembly that we've been to. So
he liked it, so it was good. It wasn't boring.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
He's interesting, too, because he edits music videos, and like he's edited for Yellowstone. And so he could throw out some cool things along the way to keep their attention. So it was good.
Good. So it sounds like kind of touched on some mental health stuff, mm-hmm. and then some substance abuse mm-hmm. stuff and that kind of thing, which is, you know, kind of ties into that overall health and kind of vision that we had for kind of for supporting Stephanie this year and her getting in another speaker and educating our kids and, you know, kind of getting their attention.
It was money well spent.
So that was good. Also, just to kind of add to that and touch on that, Ms. Ortega had reached out to me during Red Ribbon Week. We talked about that at our last meeting about maybe Shaq from our little budget that we have helping NHS get some prizes and some things together for Red Ribbon Week. And so we did that, and I feel like that Miss Ortega and her NHS group were able to kind of get some prizes and some things to kind of get the message of anti-drug and that kind of stuff out for that week. They were very appreciative of it, and so we did, just as a committee, you know, help with that. So any questions for Mrs. Stafford about the assembly or anything that anyone has? It's good to hear from parents whose kids attended the assembly that, hey, it was good feedback at home too, conversations happening. You know, that's ideal. That's kind of the ideal end result that you want from that, is kids going home and then talking to their parents about what is talked about at school in relation, you know, to all of that.
And I said elementary, but it was just fourth and fifth grade. He doesn't do
the littles. So I'm just going to move quickly into, as again I said, kind of prefaced as we got this meeting started, it would be a short meeting, but I feel like some of the conversations that have come from our SHAC committee have been tied to vaping and a concern, growing concern with vaping at school, vaping kids, students vaping, you know, just in general. And so we had conversations last year or the year before about the vaping detectors, and you know, the board looked at that, principals gave their input on that, felt like that wasn't a direction really to go into be for it to be effective, you know, kids are going to recognize those things and move to other areas. We had those conversations. So the nicotine was built into our drug testing policy for this school year, and the board adopted that drug testing policy. And I just wanted to come back, since we've been in school for a semester, we've had our random drug testing, you know, in place and implemented for the school year, and just to report just some statistics on that, really not statistics, but numbers. So we've had 11 positive nicotine tests through our drug testing policy. Campus administrators follow that drug testing policy and the procedures that are in place for if there's a positive test. So there is some awareness and some identification now, I think, being brought forth from that decision to add nicotine to the drug testing policy. I think, you know, any questions about that or what the procedures are, please visit with campus administrators about that and what procedures they follow and what's in that policy and how that's implemented. But I did want to report back to the committee that there have been some positive tests in regards to nicotine since we've had, you know, discussions about the vaping. And so I just wanted to take a few minutes to report on that. Any questions about that, or
what's the punishment on that?
I didn't print the drug testing policy to bring that in here. I think based on my very vague recollection of looking at that policy when the board adopted that there are multiple steps, Cody, I'm remembering. I think the first is kind of an educational awareness, maybe like some educational videos or information about that the student participates in and so forth. It's a progression if you're more than a first time, you know, if you get tested again, you know, or whatever. I think there's a progression of that. I know, Alice, somebody in here, I think, said they had looked at that.
I printed it, put it on Melinda's desk, and gave her notes.
Oh, okay. So you may be more well-versed with it. I just have not read through it word for word, you know, about it. But it should be on the district's website. Is it posted there?
I think it's
posted there. So, I mean, I think you can look there. I can't speak to it specifically because I don't know. But I do remember, I think the first part of it was some educational videos or some kind of like program or awareness for the student to have to go through so that they would understand, you know, what that can do to the body and why you don't want to do that and that sort of thing. But how it progresses from there, I'm not sure.
Is that the same as like marijuana?
It's extremely lax compared to the other one.
Okay.
But you got to look at, well, I think it's a step in the right direction. I do feel that it's super lax. Because, I mean, that's kind of our problem right now is that. But I don't have a dog in the fight anymore.
Mm-hmm. Just wondering, because say you come out, so-and-so and so-and-so, they failed their UA for this, and they're still playing next week. And I just, I don't want the kids smoking and vaping and doing stuff like that, because I do think that probably will lead to other things. But I think it's a little relaxed. But, I mean, I get it. To me, though, if it's an actual, they fell a UA for something else. Just my opinion.
Sure.
Just wondering what that was.
Sure. Like I said, I haven't really looked at it specifically to be able to tell you what happens, you know, after the first time or whatever. I just would encourage you guys, visit with those campus administrators about the policy and your concern about that and give them feedback to maybe look at those revisions or take some different steps for, you know, if you feel like it needs to be stricter policy or whatever on that. That's what I would encourage. So, any other questions? Okay, I'm gonna just wrap this meeting up then. So, thank you all for attending.